The regulator does not pre-approve these individuals, but instead requires each firm to assess and confirm or certify at least once a year that these individuals are suitable to do their job. In order to perform a certification function, an individual must have a valid certificate. The firm will issue a certificate to a person only if it is satisfied that the person is a fit and proper person to perform each function to which the certificate relates. Hopefully, you can glean some inspiration from Preston's paragraph in the way that he describes his work experience. He was incredibly fortunate to have worked with local government politicians and his senator, but he was equally reflective and insightful about his own experiences. We get a clear idea of Preston's narrative as a person who seeks to be of service to the community, and as he has undertaken voluntary work with orphans in Cuba and Haiti, it is clear that Preston's had a genuine desire to make a difference. Here is an example for an outsourcing arrangement. This is Derek, the COO for cash management in SCB Singapore. He intends to receive cash operations services from GBS India. In this case, he is the service recipient lead, and he appoints a delegate within his team to the role of service requester.